What's up, you guys? Welcome back to the Salt Shack Podcast. My name is Bryce, aka Bruce Jablanca, and I'm here with
Caleb or WarMonkey75.
Today is episode 25 of the Salt Shack Podcast. 1/4 of the way to 100 episodes.
Oh my god.
Discluding our reviews and Halloween videos.
Yeah.
Because those don't count towards the actual videos. But today, we have a little bit of a different episode for you. So we're doing trivia like usual. We got a mystery segment. I know what the segment is, but Caleb doesn't.
I think
it'll be a banger segment, though. And then we're trying something different for the rankings today. We're going to do a one-man show, top 20. Caleb is going to give you his favorite top 20 artists right now. And I'm just going to give my input on it. So we'll see how you guys like that. Because then in the future, maybe we can do silly lists that only like one of us know about, and then it makes sense. So
yeah.
Sometime. Yeah. Anyways, you want to start with trivia?
Yeah.
Trivia is a little bit interesting today.
Great.
I'm probably going to have to give you like a guessing limit on this.
Okay.
But so the top 10, I'll give you 20 guesses.
Okay.
I'm not going to tell you what you have to get to. It really all depends on how you do, I guess.
Okay.
It's a little bit of a different one. So USAtoday.com made a ranking of their top like 60 whatever Pokemon legendaries.
Okay.
Can you guess their top 10 list of Pokemon legendaries? I'll give you 20 guesses.
Okay.
To try and get all 10 of them.
Now,
I'm not going to say anything.
I was going to say, is it including mythics?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Because Mew's not on this list. So. Okay.
So if I accidentally say a mythic, don't count it.
I couldn't tell you what a mythic is past like Gen 4. So.
Yeah. Oh, well.
I think you should be able to get a solid like 6 out of these. Pretty. Not. Just start guessing.
I guarantee Rayquaza's up there.
He is number 3.
Yeah. People love Rayquaza, especially after Mega Rayquaza came out. And Smash Brawl. Mewtwo's gotta be up there.
He was number 13 on the list. So that's one miss. I'm gonna start. Like the top thing in the article was like, Mew is not a legendary, but Mewtwo is. And I went, he's got to be in the top 10, right? And then he was 13. So
great. And unfortunately, that's all I can remember.
I am out of guesses.
I guarantee you, Ho-Oh's up there.
Ho-Oh's number 7.
Okay. Lugia is probably up there then.
Number 1.
Oh, really?
Surprisingly. I don't know. I can look right now what they said on it, but
huh.
I was like, oh, okay.
I didn't know people liked Lugia that much.
Yeah, they just pretty much glazed them. There was really no reason. They just said Lugia's really good.
Oh.
So.
Okay. trying to debate if there was only Kyogre or Groudon. I'm just gonna end up saying both. So Kyogre.
Number 6.
Okay. Groudon.
Number 5.
Oh, nice.
5 for 6 right now.
Oh, no.
You might not even need 20 guesses.
We'll see. Especially if one of the dogs or one of the birds are up there. That's going to be tough. Probably none of the Regis. Maybe Regigigas is probably in the top 20. I'm guessing Zekrom's going to be up there.
No Zekrom.
Dang. Any Rusharam?
No Rusharam.
Okay.
I don't know. They didn't like make it like every entry has a picture and a description, so it's not super easy to go through all of them. Like,
yeah.
Otherwise, I'd look and see where they are. They're not in the top 20, though, so.
Okay.
Which is kind of wild to me, but.
That is kind of wild, especially just because a lot of people liked Gen 5.
I was pretty hated when it first came out.
Yeah.
And then people and then... got came around after, like, 6 and 7, they're like,
that was Gen 5 was good. Awesome! Yeah. Well, yeah, just because all, like, Chandelure came out and lit Wick and they're like, it's literally a candle. Like, yeah. Yeah, it is. Alrighty. I don't think Deoxys would be up there.
I also don't know if that counts as mythical or not.
Yeah, I do not remember. I'm thinking maybe Arceus. I'm gonna go with Arceus.
No Arceus.
Yeah. Now, probably Giratina, Palkia, and Dialga. One of them has to be up there. I'm going to go with Giratina.
Nope.
Oh. I know Entei's like a fan favorite.
Is that a guess?
Yeah.
No Entei.
No Entei? Oh, my lord.
You're 11 deep now. You got 9 left.
Okay. and I have 5 of them.
Mhm. You have 2, 4, 8, 9, 10 left.
4, 8, 9, 10. Oh god. If anything is like Gen 7 and up, I probably won't get it.
I can probably start giving hints like when you're like 5 left. So, okay. 4 more guesses with no hints.
I'm thinking a lot of like box art legendaries. I feel like I'm missing some pretty obvious ones. I don't want to waste guesses on all 3 of the birds, but I might have to because they're pretty popular. I'm going to guess Articuno.
No.
Moltres.
No.
Zapdos.
Yep. Number 4.
Okay.
One more guess before the hint.
I can't imagine Raikou or Suicune's up there. Just because Entei had a whole movie about him and he's not up there. So... it's gotta be Palkia or Dialga. We're gonna go with Dialga.
No Dialga.
Shucks.
Alright. Is that 15 in? Yeah. Alright. Number 2 is in the first 3 gens. And then 8 through 10 are like 6 through 8. So,
if it's one of the Tapus, I'm absolutely screwed because I'm not taking that 1 of 4 chance. Zygarde might be up there. He's pretty cool. Yveltal might be up there. Xerneas might be up there. I'm gonna guess Zacian.
Correct.
Okay.
Number 10.
Okay.
You said all those and Zacian came out. I was yeah. like, what?
Yeah.
Yes, that was on there, actually.
Because when it came out, it was like a competitive monster because of its ability to raise its attack score. Right when it came in and it had like... I don't know. It had insane stats when it first came out. Let's see.
You have 4 left.
Zamazenta's probably not up there. Probably in the top 20. But if like dumb stuff like Calyrex are up there, I'm not gonna guess it.
I'm like certain Calyrex was dead last, I'm pretty sure. Oh, okay. I can look though.
Cause that was like,
yes, dead fucking last Calyrex.
Okay.
Cause I, yeah.
Urshifu's probably not up there. So I'm not gonna guess Urshifu. I'm gonna say Regigigas.
No Regigigas.
Sad.
He is kind of just a bad Pokemon though.
Yeah. But,
all right, three left.
One of them's in Gen 1 through 3.
There is a dog on this list.
Suicune was such a pain to catch. But people do like their electric types. I guess I'll guess Raikou.
No Raikou.
Oh my lord. Suicune.
Number 2.
Aye, aye, aye.
All right, last guess. You're not going to guess either of these.
No.
No. Just end it. Throw something out there.
Tapu Bulu.
No, but close. There was a Tapu on there.
Oh, God. Was it Tapu Koko?
All right, so.
Tapu Fini?
Is Tapu Fini.
Yuck.
At 8. Would not. So, yeah, yeah, 10. It's pretty solid. So, we got number 10, we have Zacian.
Okay.
Number 9, Spectrier.
The horse. That's one of Calyrex's horses.
There's 8, Tapu Fini. Okay. 7, Ho-Oh. 6, Kyogre. 5, Groudon. 4, Zapdos. 3, Rayquaza. 2, Suicune. 1, Lugia.
Hmm. I mean, I guess.
I don't know anything about the Tapus because I never played Sun and Moon, so.
Yeah.
And I didn't really. I don't really know what's the Calyrex bullshit, so.
That was all like Sword and Shield DLC.
Yeah, which I don't think I ended up playing.
I think you own it, though.
I do. I paid for it. I never played it, though. I don't know if I could play Sword and Shield again. Maybe. You ready for your prize?
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with Pokemon Legendary.
Okay.
But it is a Pokemon.
Oh.
It's the only Pokemon I could find in the basement. I know I have more somewhere.
Where'd you pull Krogon?
I don't know, but he's he's down there.
He's so small.
You get Krogon for your shelf.
Let's go.
He's so cute. Oh. Hug him.
Awesome.
All right, you ready for your mystery segment?
Yeah.
You're going to need to open your notebook. And number 2 things, 1 through 5.
Okay.
So we are playing Keep 5, Cut 5. I'm going to give you 10 things. And you're going to tell me 5 things that you're going to keep and 5 things you're going to cut. And you can never do them again if you cut them.
Okay. Live. Oh, no.
Okay. So I'm going to give you 10 things in a certain topic. And you're gonna be like, I'm going to keep this and then cut this. Keep, cut, keep, cut.
Okay.
So you're not just going to tell me right away all 5 keeps. You have to keep, cut, keep, cut.
Should I write all 10 things down?
When I tell you, yeah, because you're going to have to remember them. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Pick 1 or 2.
2.
All right. We're doing Keep 5, Cut 5 video games.
Oh, boy.
Because all the ones I've seen on TikTok are movies.
Okay.
Are you ready for these 10 games?
Mm-hmm.
Mario Kart 8. Pokemon Platinum. Minecraft. Fortnite, Super Smash Ultimate, Terraria, Pokemon Unite, Wii Sports, Mario and Sonic at the Olympic Games and Halo 3.
Ooh.
So out of those 10, what is your first keep?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Just had to make sure I'm not like skipping out on something. My first keep, Halo 3. I could not live with myself if I cut Halo 3. Are you kidding me?
And if you cut him, you can never play him again.
Ever?
Ever again. In real life, too. I'm going to throw all the games in the garbage.
Oh, no. Okay. I do really like this game, but there are other games like it that do it better. It's just the fact that it's Pokemon and easy makes it fun. But I'm going to have to cut Pokemon Unite. I have had like almost 300 hours of fun with this
game. I was trying to think of games that you've played like a shit ton.
Mm-hmm. It's fun and easy, but I don't know. There's just some things they do that I disagree with, but okay. My next keep, let's see. If I could only keep 4 more of these, what would they be? Well, my next keep is going to have to be Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. Just because it's like the essential party game.
I was going to keep Wii. Or, like, put in Wii, but I thought that'd be your first pick off the board, so...
No, it honestly would have been.
I had to throw in something different.
Yeah. I still like 8 Deluxe. Not as much as Wii, but...
Wii's just a classic.
Yeah.
The amount of content on 8, though, is just unreal, so...
Yeah. And, like, everyone loves Mario Kart. I haven't met an active hater of Mario Kart, so...
Maybe Forrest. I don't know if he hates it, but he hates That's playing true. Against us. Never seen him quit so fast.
Yeah.
Stay tuned to game night for fantasies.
Mm-hmm. No, that's going to be good stuff right there. Man, I also really like this game. I mean, all of these games I really like.
I purposely did that.
Yeah, I have spent a lot of time on all of these games. But kind of a curveball, I'm going to have to throw Mario and Sonic, the Olympic Games.
It was just a recency thing. He did play through the entire Olympic Games Switch.
Yeah.
Story mode.
I haven't really played that with anyone else, so I don't know if people enjoy it as much as I do. And that's my big thing.
Give that story mode a 1 out of 10 right now.
Probably like a 4.
I was gonna say 4 too. It's pretty ass.
Yeah, the story was and it took forever.
Yeah.
Ideas of what to keep could be this, maybe that, but oh no. Well, my next keep is going to be Minecraft. Just because I have arguably the most hours on that game out of maybe everything else on this list. If you included like the whole Halo franchise, yeah, I'd have more hours on Halo than I do Minecraft, but...
Maybe Mario Kart too.
Maybe, yeah. If you count like Wii and 8
Wii
Deluxe.
Wii and CGP.
Yeah.
That's a pretty large amount of yeah. hours right there. I can put this down now, actually.
Yeah, if you're counting like Double Dash 2, like there's no shot. That is the game I have.
Probably.
The Mario Kart franchise is probably the most time spent. But Minecraft's a classic. It's just like the essential survival game. been around forever. I mean, the updates are kind of slow. They do usually like one or two huge ones a year, but then it's like the modding community is also like insane. So you can do a lot of stuff with that too. Next cut would probably have to be, and I hate to do it, but this game's not going in a great direction. I'm gonna have to cut Fortnite.
Okay.
I hate to do it because the boys had so much fun back when, like, a month before season one, we all just started playing Fortnite together and it was great. And then season one came back and we're like, oh my god, this is so much fun. And then they added the bullet drop off and the crazy sprinting and the medallions. And then it was like, this ain't going in a great direction. Like, it's still enjoyable, but we can't binge it for like 5 hours with the boys anymore. So if it keeps going down this path, they'll definitely keep it on the cut. But it's like, yeah, if they still had that season one type mechanics going on, that'd probably be on my keep list. But
Aang Pass came out today.
Ooh, it's the only person I want from Avatar too. So it's like,
and you have to grind the pass to do it. I'm not buying any of it. It doesn't help that I didn't watch the show, but whatever. Anyways,
Avatar is great, but I don't need any Fortnite skins. Like, yeah, I gotta spend my money on other things now. I don't have to. Yeah. Let's see, took Fortnite out. I'm gonna have to save Wii Sports.
Okay. I honestly thought you'd cut that, to be honest.
It's like, if I dropped Mario and Sonic, I'd have to keep the other sports game. The reason I'm keeping it is because I've played this game with my grandparents. Like, and they enjoy it. So it's like, to have someone, it was probably when I was like 12 or something, and they were probably, I don't know, 62. We'll throw that number out there. But like a 50 years age difference, being able to just like enjoy a bowling game is kind of like insane to me.
Yeah.
Because like I FaceTimed them like 2 weeks ago and they're like, how are you doing that? They're blown away on how FaceTime works. It was like, but they were able to play Wii Bowling.
Yeah.
Because they just hold a button and swing the remote. Like that. That's crazy. Not many games can have that level of engagement. Yeah. So.
There's a crazy three left here.
I know.
I was not expecting two of these games to still be here.
I know what ones you're talking about, too.
I'll say my opinion on what I thought was going to happen when you're done.
I'm probably going to have to cut Terraria, which sucks because it was a great, I played through it all by myself and I beat the Moon Lord. The thing is, once you like beat the game, you can't really like do anything else. There's not much, like, there's still like some niche things you can do. There's like, you can farm for all the boss gear, you can try a different harder like difficulty, but it's like, I don't know, there's a lot of grinding to it where you have to keep defeating this one thing to get this one item, and like all the fishing quests are kind of and like a lot of people say it's like Minecraft. Not really. I mean, the blocks are the same, but besides that, like a lot of the mechanics are vastly different. Also the modding community for Terraria is crazy. I recently joined a world with a couple people from one of the last musicals I was in, where we have like a huge whole bunch of mods. But I don't really understand it yet. So, and they were huge in the mods, before we made that. So it was like, I'm just kind of here doing my own thing while they know how to do everything. So it was like, uh-oh. But I don't know. Minecraft, I feel like it's so much easier to create bigger structures in Terraria's just like a set, just world. Because it's not infinite. Like Minecraft is, where you can always just discover new caves and fight other bosses. But there are more bosses in Terraria, which is fun. Like, the scaling per boss is kind of crazy. But yeah, once you kind of beat everything and get all, like, the final items, it's like, now what? And I'm sure there's Terraria nerds that are like, ah, you can do so many other things after you beat the game. It's like, yeah, but I'm tired. I'm going to go to sleep now. Anyways.
Okay, what's your last game? complete Terraria rant real quick.
Yeah.
I didn't understand any of that because I've definitely played with you, but I haven't played in like 10 years, so. I'm surprised it's really come down to this, to be honest.
This is tough because if I keep Platinum, I don't know if I really see myself playing through the game again. But if I keep Smash, I mean, that kind of comes out at every couple events. Like, there's just a random party. People are like, oh, let's play Smash Bros. So, I guess I'll have to keep Super Smash.
Damn.
Yeah. Just because Platinum is arguably my favorite Pokemon game of all time. I don't know if I would really go out of my way to play through it again. I couldn't even make it through Brilliant Diamond and Shining Pearl.
That's different, though.
Yeah, it's not the same.
No, it's not. I couldn't either, and I was so damn excited for that game.
Yeah. Platinum's great. It's got my favorite Pokemon in it. I guess one other thing that kind of led me to cut Platinum is because some of the legendaries and mythics are like item locked that you could only get at an event or with a action replay, which is like disappointing.
You could play it on an emulator.
Not anymore. I cut it.
Yeah.
So
if you guys ever wanted a Platinum playthrough, we can't do it anymore.
Nope.
So
nope.
I'm also throwing out all your Mario and Sonic Olympic game discs. Just the discs, though. You can keep the box to know what you've done. I know you just said Minecraft and Terraria aren't the same, but I knew one of them was being kept and one was being cut. There's no way you're keeping both of them.
Yeah, they're both sandbox type games.
I'm ultra shocked about Platinum.
Yeah.
I thought for sure Pokemon Unite would be like the first, but I know you put hours on that game, so I had to put it on there.
Yeah.
And Halo 3 was actually the last game I put on there, so okay. The fact that it was the first keep was funny, honestly.
Sure.
But, yeah.
Like, I don't know. I could switch out Smash for probably Terraria or Platinum. But also, if Fortnite kept going strong, that'd be us.
If it was, November of last year, Fortnite definitely would have been kept, I bet.
Yeah, I probably would have knocked off, Wii Sports for Fortnite. Yeah. Good list. Tough segment right there.
Honestly, with the time we're at, I'm keeping the second one for next episode. Really? So, you can start your top 20. Final segment of the day. We got our first ever one-man top 20 list. It is Caleb's favorite artists currently. Currently. Not all time.
No, because this will change in 2 months. This is just
not even. Probably next week.
Yeah. I used my Spotify statistics and looked at my top 20 people in the past, what was it, 4 weeks, I think it said. and I wrote down like 90% of my people from there. Just
doesn't even count your vinyl.
That's the other people that I listed. I've got one honorable mention, and I wrote not Drake. He's booty cheeks. So, boo. Anyways.
God damn it. Okay.
At number 20, I've got Kanye. I had to put him at 20 because he's got minus points for that personality. He has to be on the list, unfortunately, because I do listen to him. But I haven't listened to any of his vinyl yet. We might do that together. But he's
not anymore.
Just gotta do it after this then. Yeah, I mean, anyone who knows music knows he made like great music, and it sucks that he's kind of just awful, an awful person.
Yeah.
So we'll just get to the next one.
Yeah.
Any thoughts?
Never doing this again. That's my thoughts. No, I like Kanye.
Yeah.
He'd probably be like on my list if I were to do one.
That makes sense. At 19, you're going to regret letting me talk for.
Yeah, Jesus. So this is why I cut off our second one. We're at half an hour. We'll see where we're at when we're done, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. You're done talking. My turn.
Just don't ask me what I think every time.
Yeah. All right.
I'm just going to leave my chair pretty soon here.
At 19, I've got, I don't know how, but they found me. I'm going to go see them in concert tonight. So that's cool. Gloomtown is not my favorite album by them, which is the tour they're doing. They've got like 4 to 5 bangers on there. The rest of them I could kind of care less about. But it's going to be great to see them in concert. I'm pretty excited. I'm not looking forward to any exclusive merch they have because I might buy it. So typically there would be like signed vinyl there, which I guess I'll drop $100. Like, I have no clue what it's going to cost, but.
Time to get vinyl things for the set.
Yeah.
Vinyl holder.
Honestly, be pretty cool. But I like a ton of their old music, so. And they're in town, so. I know you don't listen to that.
I've never heard of them before today, so. You said that name earlier, and I went, I don't know who this is.
Yeah. It's pretty cool that they formed, so. I believe the original drummer for the band. Went on tour with Panic at the Disco. After the tour, he formed this band with another guy who toured with a different band. So,
I'm gonna mute my mic.
Thoughts? No. God damn. At 18, I've got Panic at the Disco. They kind of fell off with this last album, to be honest. I can't. What is it? Viva La Vida or something like that.
I think like Viva La Vengeance or something.
Yeah.
Or that's a song on it at least. I don't know. I think Panic would probably be on my list, but I tried to listen to their last album and it sucked complete ass. So
yeah. But all their other albums are pretty solid.
Yeah, Viva Las Vengeance.
Which
I was so hyped for it too.
Yeah.
New Panic, and then sucked ass. So.
Yeah, and like Brendan Urie's like not great, but
no.
They make good music, so whatever. I really like their early stuff. Especially the first two albums. 19
I'm just going to restart the song real quick.
We're going up the list. At 17, this is kind of goofy. I've got Melanie. The thumb on my tongue. I've got Melanie Martinez. which I know you don't listen to. Her style is kind of crazy. Her lyrics also, like, when you actually pay attention to them, are also, like, extremely good. And there's no one really like her except for the next person on this list. I do like how she kind of branches out from the mainstream and does, like, a bunch of just, like, crazy makeup stuff and stories. Yeah. And her vinyl's really cool. At number 16, another person who you probably never listened to, we've got Marina. I recently went down a Marina rabbit hole and really enjoyed Electro Heart and Family Jewels, which are her first two albums. And I don't know. She's pretty inspirational when it comes to that genre. So, does some really cool stuff. At 15, I've got Hozier. Dude's so good. Like, I started learning Take Me to Church because, I don't know, it'd be good for me right now. But his music, like, the way he sings is just so nice to listen to. Whatever his latest album is called, it's like Unreal Earth, I think, where it's got his teeth in the dirt. I listened to that, and there were, I don't know, there were only like two songs that I were like, yeah, that's good. The rest of them, and I was like, oh my god, like, this is so good. No, Hozier's great, and he's Irish. That's cool.
I'm Irish.
You are Irish. I'm also a little Irish.
Are we doing this segment again?
only you get to rank now from now on.
God damn it.
No, you'll be able to put a lot of input later on, trust me. At number 14, I've got Tyler, the Creator.
It's just going to be not a single person I know for the rest of this.
Yeah. I kind of stopped listening to Tyler for a little bit there. Just because, you know, he drops an album like every 2 years or whatever it is. And I only own Igor on vinyl. A lot of this is like, mostly my top 10 is pretty vinyl inspired. The other ones are like, I stream these people a lot.
So. I mean, I feel like if you could, you'd have more Tyler. It's just the fact that we see him every goddamn Target we go to. So it's not like, not like they're going anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Compared to other vinyl where it's like impossible to find.
Like the, if there was like an exclusive Tyler at a Target, yeah, I'd buy that. Cause if there was like one with his face on it, I'd be like, oh yeah, I probably will see this for like 2 more weeks and then never again. But it's just like a normal wolf everywhere. So
yeah,
I mean, I have Igor cause Igor is probably my favorite album by Tyler. So
like one of your first albums you bought too, I'm pretty sure.
It was one of the first five, so yeah. At 13, I've got Billie Eilish, which I don't actually own any of her vinyl yet.
Yeah, you don't.
But she doesn't have a bad album. All good songs. Just the way she like took the world by storm when she came out when we were in high school was crazy. Like, there were so many people wearing her merch, like the one with the figure that was going like that. It was like, dude, everyone had that hoodie. I don't, but I saw it everywhere.
I do.
You do? You do now, no? I'm gonna buy you Billy merch.
Okay.
You're
gonna buy me Billy merch and vinyl for my birthday because I don't have a record player. Anyways.
But... No, Billie Eilish did some great things. Yeah, at 12, I've got Remy Wolf, who I, like, kind of showed you that one time.
Yeah.
Played for you in the car once. Super groovy music. She could be higher. I haven't listened to, like, all of her stuff. But the stuff I have heard was, like, really good. It was like, wow. I'm surprised that she's got, like, what? Like, 2 million listeners on Spotify, which is, like, a ton of people. But the fact that, like, more people don't know who she is, like, crazy. Super underrated. I definitely recommend Remy Wolf. At 11, and I'm sure you saw this one coming, we've got Greta Van Fleet. I had a huge phase of Greta Van Fleet. It's good, like
a week and a half straight.
Yeah.
Of just Greta Van Fleet in the car.
Yeah. old people get mad because they compare them to Led Zeppelin. Sure, they sound like them. You can't really make your voice not sound like something.
I'm really curious to see what that sounds like on the feedback.
Yeah. sorry, Leatherface. But there are people who are like, oh yeah, they do sound like Led Zeppelin, but like they're not. And some people get annoyed by the vocals, how he's like kind of whiny and kind of groggily at some points, but points. I like it. I enjoy it. So it's kind of like this age's like big rock band, like a current Led Zeppelin. and I hope that they continue to write good music. I hope they come out with like a banger album, because they have a lot of good songs, but not like great albums. So that's the problem with trying to find them on vinyl. I'd have to buy it for just like two songs, and it's like, I'm gonna buy something else right now. So this is my top 10 favorite current artists. At number 10, we've got Kid Cudi. I listened to like two of his albums straight because it came up that way on Discogs. And I enjoyed both of them. It was Man on the Moon. Well, I know it's not specifically called that, but it's Moon like 2 and 3. I don't own one yet. I'm going to buy it eventually. But I think Man on the Moon 2 is like crazy good. And I'm going to lump Kid See Ghosts in with Kid Cudi, just because his name comes first before Kanye's. And that is arguably like my favorite album of all time right now. It's so good. If it's not my favorite, top five, there's like, it is like only 8 songs, but they're all so good. So, at number 9, I've got Metro Boomin, which I know you can agree that he would be in a top 10 because you like
Metro Boomin. I mean, yeah, he was my number one artist last year, which yeah. I don't know if I necessarily agree with that, but just the fact that he was producing like every song I listened to pretty much, so that kind of helps his case being thrown in there. So,
I mean, solely for Spider-Verse in general.
Oh, yeah. If that album comes anywhere close to the, like, for Beyond, it's just like...
Yeah.
They gotta find a way to do Sunflower and Am I Dreaming mashup for the third one. Because they did that shit on TikTok, and it was, like, so fucking good. Some random person on TikTok did it. Come on, Metro, just do it.
Yeah.
Finish it off for him, please.
He's just... a crazy good... producer and beat maker. It's just it's the Spider-Verse soundtrack is so good. It's just, man. At 8, and I can say this now because the beef is basically gone, I got J. Cole.
He folded so hard.
He did. That he dropped his album and people are like, your diss on Kendrick is dog shit. And he goes, I love Kendrick so much. Like,
I don't know why I did it.
Yeah.
I felt so pressured to do it, so I did it. Now I regret it. I love you, Kendrick. Okay, dude.
Yeah. Make some noise if you think Kendrick Lamar is one of the greatest to ever touch the mic. It's like, everyone's going to be cheering. But no, the off season was actually like so nice to
listen
to.
Everyone says that the off season isn't that good, but it is extremely good. So,
and I just bought 2014 Forest Hill Drive, which is like it's widely considered his best album, which I didn't listen to on vinyl yet, but I have listened to it just by streaming it. But I'm sure it's gonna sound great. At number 7, I've got The Strokes, and they've had a pretty long lifetime. I think they came out their first album in like 2000, and they released The New Abnormal like 2 years ago, 3 years ago, something like that. They had like two like kind of meh ones in the middle, but I do have I do own one of those, and that's Angles. But The Strokes is just a great, great band. A lot of very good songs. They're fairly consistent besides that. It's just like that. They're a very good band. And I think this guy is tied with someone else for the amount of albums I own by them. At number 6, I've got Post Malone. And he had to appear just because I have Stony, Beer Bongs, and Hollywood's Bleeding. Like, I can't not have him on there. Because all of those are great albums.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they're, like, even partly nostalgic because that was, like, middle school. Like, jamming to especially Beer Bongs and a bunch of stuff from Stony. It was mostly Beer Bongs. A lot of it got, like, overplayed.
Beer Bongs is, like, a no-skip album. It's honestly crazy.
Yeah.
And then Hollywood's Bleeding at the time was, like, mid, because Beer Bongs was so good. Yeah. But now it's, like, damn.
Mm-hmm.
Hollywood's Bleeding was also extremely good.
Yeah.
But also, that's comparing it to, like, his most recent albums, which have been misses, in my opinion, but he's still good at making music. He's just really leaning pop, and I'm
pop country type deal.
Yeah, which is fine. He can do whatever he wants, but
yeah, there's a Post Malone, like, I think it's called the Diamond Select vinyl, which has, like, it's basically greatest hits, which it's like, I could buy that. Or I could just listen to the albums all the way through.
There's three best albums already, so there's no point, really.
But yeah, Post Malone is just so good. At number 5, I've got Amy Winehouse. It just goes so hard on vinyl. Like, especially just the music she made, and her voice just is so good. One of those few people who sound exactly the same. Well, I never saw her live, but hearing a live performance on YouTube, one of those special people that just sound the same through the recording and live. And I've got Back to Black on a hot pink vinyl, which is awesome. Amy's just unmatched. At number 4, I've got Pink Floyd. And I still have yet to buy Dark Side of the Moon, which is, like, arguably their best album. I just like The Wall so much. And I've got a couple of other of their albums that I still need to listen to. But they're just, like, one of the essential, like, must-buy if you own a record player. Just because the way they sound is crazy.
Just another vinyl that we see everywhere. So it's just, like,
not really worried about it. Yeah, they're gonna live on forever, so it's like not worried about buying them right now.
Yeah.
At number 3, this is probably like a pretty typical pick. I've got Billy Joel, just because, you know, he's an absolute classic. 52nd Street is so good. I bought this like huge vinyl lot, and it had The Stranger and 52nd Street on it, and it was like the first two things I listened to out of that huge lot that I bought. Why did I say that twice? I bought this lot, and I
listened to the lot. It was the first thing on the lot, and I bought the lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot that I bought.
Ugh, God. Never mind. No.
Lots?
Yeah. Billy Joel? You like?
Do you like or you rub?
God. All right. It was like one of the most things I was excited about listening to. So, at number two, I've got Nirvana, which I think, besides my number one, this is the most I've listened to, and I only own Nevermind. I've listened to Nevermind probably like 5 or 6 times all the way through, just because it's so good. It's like arguably a no skip, maybe like 1 or 2, but it's just, I didn't know what I was missing. And like, that was my first time listening to it all the way through, is when I owned it on vinyl, and I was like, it's just, it's unmatched. It's just so good. And if you know me, my number one is not that surprising, but I'm sure you know who it is.
I knew it was going to be number one before we even started this video.
Yeah. Number one, I've got Kendrick Lamar, and that's because he's legendary. I don't know where he came from, but he just keeps on releasing bangers, and it's insane. I originally had a rule where it was like, oh, I only want one album from each artist, and I broke it for him because I wanted T-Pab and Kid Mad City. So,
yep.
Because I saw Damn at Target, which was like an exclusive, like green vinyl or something. And I was like, oh, I should buy this because, like, this ain't going to be around. This green one specifically isn't going to be around forever. So I did that. And then I saw the other two and I was like, this looks nice. All of those albums, heaters. They're all so good.
Yeah.
But yeah, that is my top 20. I'm sorry you had to listen to me for for like half an hour.
It was better than your Terraria rant. This video is ending and there's like 2 extra minutes at the end of this. It's probably because it's outtakes of Caleb just trying to fucking say, this is my top 10 current artist.
Oh,
but
God.
We just had to like be crying for like 5 minutes straight. And apparently I made an awful face at him without even trying, so. So, maybe you'll see that, maybe not. But let Caleb know what your... let us know what your favorite current artist is, and let Caleb know how good or how dog shit his list is. Also, let us know if you want us to continue this format. I think the pros and the biggest pro of this is it could spread out content during the summer, which could lead to 2 episodes a week, which is just more content for you guys.
Yeah.
So let us know. Let us know if you have a top 10 or top 20 that you want us to do, because we love feedback. Or if DM us, Snapchat us, whatever you want to do.
We're small enough to where we'll still respond.
Exactly.
So...
That's and cool. Even if we do get big, I want to respond to everyone, because why not?
Yeah.
Go check out the Spotify, Salt Shack Podcast. All of our audio episodes are on there if you're a bigger fan of the audio. Go check out our Instagram, Salt Shack Podcast, our TikTok, Salt Shack Podcast. There will be more clips coming soon on there, and we're on it. So... watch it.
Yeah, no. You're not sick of us.
And then pretty soon here, there might be some vlogs coming out of game nights. game nights and fantasy parties. Maybe we'll do a vlog for the fantasy draft in the future or whatever. Live streaming this summer.
Stay tuned.
We got a lot of stuff coming, so yeah. Like I said though, let us know if there's anything you want us to do, because we are happy to take ideas. So thank you guys for watching, and we'll see you guys next time.
See ya. And at number 10.
The hell is that noise?
And.
And. This is my top 10. Okay, go again. Sound excited about it this time, though.
Shut your face. Stop looking at me. Stop laughing at me. This is my top 10 favorite artists. I didn't even look at the camera. I'm looking all around the camera. I'm staring
at my top 10. Okay, one more try. Here we go.
About to drop a bomb on you. Did you like leave?
Really? You too. I'm gonna look this way.
Did my top 10. You're the problem.
No, I'm not. We could have been done with this first try. We had to sound like you were so mad about saying that.
It's my top 10 favorite artist, whatnot.
Shut the fuck up. I was finally calm, and then you had to do some dumb shit. What the fuck? This is Caleb's last top 20 list by himself. It will just be me going forward.
Jesus Christ. I can't do this.
You want me to do it for you? Jesus Christ. I know a good way to cut 5 minutes off this video now. You got it, I believe in you.
Fucking, like, face you made at me, it was fucking crazy.
Which one?
And you're itching your eyes with your mouth open. Like, you want me to do it for you?
So fucking stupid. Oh. This is like how hard we laughed at fucking poop marshmallow when we were watching The Exorcist.
Oh god.
This is so stupid. I'm gonna start a new fucking recording at this point.